One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. It's 9:47, 38 degrees across northeast Oklahoma and southeast Kansas. It's time for Bruin Buzz. Devin Farbach with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart. And a lot going on. Spring sports really ramping up. I was at the baseball tournament last night calling Bruin Baseball. They're going to be back in action at 8 o'clock this evening. They got five games today out at Bill Dunch's Memorial Stadium. I know that both the soccer teams are in tournaments this weekend, so a whole lot going on right now.
Yeah, you know, it's Good Friday, but, you know, we were able to get out of school because of snow days. We haven't used any snow days. And Yeah, we're moving. Boys soccer are already on the way. They played last night at Mustang, got beaten, a heartbreaker. They were up 3-0. Ended up the game was tied at the last minute of the game and got beaten a shootout. Girls will be team are in action this weekend, tonight and tomorrow at Deer Creek. And then, like you said, we got the baseball tournament going on. Because of the leap year, it's kind of a weird time. You know, it's that Easter weekend, which – you know, it's not the ideal time to have a tournament, but it's still working. And we've got some out-of-state teams here, so we're helping the economic development of Bartlesville. So we got some people in hotel rooms and eating. So, and it looks like the weather is going to be great today and tomorrow. Now, yesterday was a bit chilly. It's kind of weird that the 7:30 or 8 was the best time of the day because that wind was just howling. But during the Bruins game, it was cold. So, a lot going on this time of year.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. I was prepared for a really windy evening. Of course, the press box at Bill Dunja Stadium faces the north, and that's where the wind was coming out of. And I had the window closed and the heater on. I got hot, and I raised the window, and then it got tolerable in there. So it wasn't too shabby because it wasn't very windy last night, and it's going to be even less windy today with some warmer temperatures, upper 60s for a high here in Bartlesville. Bruins will play at 8 o'clock this evening. Had a little bit of a losing streak. Obviously didn't have their whole roster down in Phoenix, Arizona, then dropped a couple games to a good Union team, but was nice to see them get back on the winning track last night. They beat Hillcrest out of Springfield, Missouri, and Easton Hammonds is having a heck of a start to the season, hitting over 400, and he went 5-for-6 yesterday, and it's nice to see him competing at the top of the lineup.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, baseball, now because of our indoor, we've got a head start, and we've had pretty good weather. But, you know, usually baseball, the time they can start and then jump right in the season, then you talk about athletes coming from other sports, it takes a while to catch up. You know, we share athletes. Everybody knows, you know, Archibald was in baseball. So, you know, he's a pitcher and a really good player, but it's going to take him a while to catch up. So, and then we've had some injuries. Like you say, we've had some players miss some games. So it's been kind of tough, rocky start for us. But hopefully we'll get it together, and it's great to see Easton having some success like he is.
And then elsewhere, I mentioned the soccer team. The boys' soccer team was out to a heck of a start. Are they spending the night in Mustang?
Yeah, they drove back and forth last night, and they're going to stay all night tonight because it's kind of it's a 3-day. You know, they played played yesterday. They'll play today, and then they'll play tomorrow and wrap that up.
And the girls' soccer team is in a tournament in Deer Creek. They're 2-1. Bruins were 3-0 until their loss last night, but a good start to the season. And they've played a pretty tough schedule, and they beat Jinx just right before spring break, and this was their most recent game after spring break last night in Mustang.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's unfortunate the way, you know, but you go on the road and you travel that far. You know, it's a learning experience, and, you know, to get beat and lose that way, you know, it's kind of like how Northern Iowa won their game. You know, get a heartbreaker and you think you got the game won at 3-0. So there's something positive you can take out of that. And that's one of the reasons why Micah has taken the team over there, to see some different competition, some better competition, and just see where we are. And I think that's a good that's a good mark.
I know that I spoke with head coach of the track team, Bon Bennett, a little bit earlier this week, and they're off to a good start. Sounds like the girl athletes at Bartlesville continuing their stellar play into the track season, and the boys team going to be formidable as well. But there's a lot of really talented younger girl athletes at Bartlesville High School right now. Obviously, you had the swimming and cross country state champions, and a lot of those cross country girls can carry that over into distance running in the track season in the spring.
Yeah, and Bond's trying to develop that track team. Right now, you know, we're kind of being carried in our distance. Our crossover athletes from our cross country are really helping us and scoring a lot of points. We need to get some field events, and we're down a little bit in our sprints, or especially our girls. You know, we're used to having a coaster or a denier, somebody that's going to finish in the top in the hurdles or the 100 or the 200, and we're down a little bit in that area, but we did have a great addition this week, Amanda Wareheim, who was a Gatorade, that was her, now her name is Amanda Hancock. She was a Gatorade track athlete of the year as a senior and went on to OU and as a shot and disc person. And she, you know, she stepped away a couple of years ago. She's had a couple of kids, but we got kind of short, and she's come out and she started working with our throwers again. So we're excited about that and think that she can help them and teach them the skills needed in the discus, in the shot. So maybe we can get some points in that category.
And I know that Lauren Washington came out for track as a senior, and I know Coach Bennett was excited about her. And I know we talked about A.J. Parker during basketball and football season, but he's one of the best jumpers in the state as well.
Yeah, he's already – I think he's won both meets, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
But, you know, the first one he only jumped like 6'5", which, you know, here's a guy that's maybe 6'1", 6 foot tall. And then he turned around and jumped 6'10", the next meet. I mean, he may be able to clear 7 foot. But it's just, you know, that's the kind of athletes that we have and we need. Now, had AJ just played football only, here's a guy that signed with K-State, it will really hurt our basketball team and now our track team. So we really like to see those three-sport athletes. And it makes them well-rounded. They're having fun. He's already got a college scholarship, so there's no reason to be in the weight room or you know, I got to get ready for college football. Go out there and have fun as a kid. You only get to do it one time. And have a chance to compete for a state championship.
Talking with Bartlesville Athletic Director Tim Bart here on Bruin Buzz, K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3. We had a little story yesterday morning on the Bartlesville Sports Commission. Had their annual meeting a couple of evenings ago at the Bartlesville High School Hospitality Room. And a couple of noteworthy things came out there. Obviously, they had the announcement of the nominees to the 2016 Hall of Fame class for the Bartlesville Sports Hall of Fame, and then also Bob Pomeroy, chairman of the Sports Commission, went over some of the economic impact numbers from the Great American Conference Tournament, and it appears that those numbers just kind of keep on incrementally increasing each and every year, and this past year was the highest year that they've, the highest number, dollar amount they've had economic impact-wise for that tournament, and of course it's going to be here for 3 more years.
Yeah, I mean, $2.5 million economic impact, that's our highest year we've ever had. You know, when we founded the Sports Commission, it was kind of twofold. One was to bring and help the city with economic development by hosting events, and then to help really the high school athletic department in funding and helping. You know, anytime we raised enough money or made enough money, we would donate some back to the athletic department. And we've been able to do that. I mean, I don't have the numbers, but it's been over $50,000 cash that the Bartlesville Sports Commission has donated to the high school through the grant process. And that's really helped us tremendously. But, you know, between that and, like I say, this weekend we're bringing in teams the RVS ConocoPhillips tournament we have every year that bring people, that fills hotel rooms and people are eating in our community. We've really never submitted those numbers to the chamber, to the Visitors Bureau, but those things help the city. That's what, you know, it's the least we can do for all the sport and everything that the people of this community do for us.
And talking about the Hall of Fame class, just looking over the individuals, coach, there's a team, and also the community award, as you guys do every year. It's another very outstanding class. All look very deserving and excited to have that induction ceremony in the fall.
Yeah, you know, some people wonder that, are you ever going to run out of names? Are you getting low? No, we're not getting low on names because they always recycle. There's a class graduating every year of outstanding athletes. The committees, it's hard. You know, I've got seven or eight on the committee, and these are people that have been born in Bartlesville, lived here their whole life. They played sports. They coached sports. They've been around. They know the ins and outs. I've done some research. I've had some people actually that I paid for records and information, and we've got a good grasp on that. But, you know, every year we say it, when I take them to the board to get them approved, is, you know, every year is like, wow, what a great class. You know, you can't believe you can keep doing it. But when you're talking about Jim Connor, played on two high school back-to-back state tennis champions. He was the number one singles player both years. He was a four-time conference champion at TU. Mitch Nash, who may be one of the greatest running backs in Bartlesville history, outstanding, highly recruited, you know, goes to OSU and is a backup to Thurman Thomas, gets hurt, breaks his leg as a junior. Then all of a sudden Barry Sanders comes along and, you know, he didn't get to play much anymore. Tink Patterson, athletic director at Bartlesville, you know, he came as a football coach, got an administration at Central for a while. When they closed the two schools and merged into Bartlesville High School, he was the first athletic director and stayed in that capacity until about 96. Outstanding individual. The 89 Bruin basketball team kind of jump-started. You know, they had won one in 66, 67. They hadn't won one. This was kind of the year they started back, and four out of the next 6 years, they're in the state finals. So they had a couple of runner-ups, and they won three. So they kind of jump-started, and that was a great group of kids. And then, of course, the community award, we've really been waiting. They were much more deserving than to wait this long, 5 or 6 years. But it's kind of special that the Phillips 66 Splash Club, everything they've done for swimming, not only in our community and nationally, but at the high school level, now that they're coaching our kids. And this is their 66th anniversary. So Ken Treadway started that program in 1950. So this marks the 66th year, and they've got some celebrations, I know, I think maybe over Labor Day. But we want to honor them and all the outstanding swimmers that came through that program and everything they do, and just thank them for their help.
We've got the list of all those 2016 Hall of Fame inductees online with the story at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Bruin baseball tonight, 8 o'clock. Bartlesville will take on Fort Osage out at Bill Dunch's Memorial Stadium. And in fact, things just now getting started out at Bill Dunch's, the first game of 5 for that Oilfield Pipe and Supply Wood Bat Bruin Classic. Coach Bart, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Evan.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.